And it's time to continue the hour with the Buzz at Blue Hill. Exclusive radio presentation here in partnership with Trinsic Residential Group, focusing on the Blue Hill District, which is the area between Food Lion and Whole Foods. Obviously, a lot of renewal and transformation there. What's emerging is a blend of pleasant walking experiences, a mix of commercial uses, upper story residences, bike paths, and sidewalk cafes. And every month on the Buzz at Blue Hill, we're going to hear from residents and business folks who live and work and play in Chapel Hill's most dynamic and developing neighborhood. Today, we are with someone who is very familiar to us here at the station and familiar to you if you listen to you live and local, especially on a regular basis, David Joseph, who is the owner and general manager of School of Rock Chapel Hill. Chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is their website. They're right around the corner from us on 15501, right by Eastgate, and he is here in the studio to talk a little bit more about the business and the location. David, how are you?
I'm great, Aaron. How are you today?
I'm doing great. So tell us about the history of School of Rock Chapel Hill. How did it come to be? How did you come to be where you are?
Yeah, sure. Well, personally, I've been a resident of Chapel Hill since 1999, and I've seen a lot of growth and change here. When it came to be time for me to do something for myself, as opposed to working for the man in corporate America,
right?
I decided to sign a franchise agreement with School of Rock, and one of the first things we had to do was find a suitable location. And we used to eat at the Owens 501 Diner.
Yep.
For years and years and years when we first arrived in, to town here with my family. And at this time, this was 2016, the diner was no longer a diner. And in fact, there was nothing going on in that building. And we saw a for rent sign or for lease sign. And so we began to explore the opportunity. It's in such a great location, high visibility. And as we now know, part of the Blue Hill District, which is growing like gangbusters. So anyway, we opened up in May of 2017. We've been there ever since, and we are teaching young people how to play music, how to rock and roll, how to play as a band. They learn accountability and teamwork and all kinds of other great life skills,
awesome.
Confidence, et cetera. And so that's what we do at the School of Rock Chapel Hill.
School of Rock is such an institution now. I can't believe it's only been 6 years since you opened.
Six and a half, Aaron.
Six and a half, yeah. Going on, not even six and a half. Like, it'll be six and a half later, but not yet. Like,
that's right.
It's a young business, and it's an institution. It's really cool. What's a typical day like?
Typical day. Well, you know, weekdays, because we primarily cater to young people.
Right.
We are open in the afternoons and evenings after school hours on the weekdays. And on Saturdays, we're open from 10 a.m. to almost 7 p.m. And a typical day at the school starts before we open. Everybody who needs to be there, gets the lights turned on, gets the emails from the night before responded to, and phone messages and schedule changes and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then we start receiving students, and we've got lessons going on the entire time we're open. We've got group rehearsals, and it's kind of interesting. We work on a 45-minute standard, if you will. So we have lessons at 3, and then 3:45, and then 4:30, etc. So what we get is kind of a Grand Central Station type of effect at that 45-minute mark where students are coming and going.
Yep, yep.
And the lobby can be, I'll call it an orchestra of chaos or cacophony. I don't know what the right word is, but it gets pretty crazy for about 5 minutes, and then it gets very quiet again. So it's like the ebb and flow of the tides, if
like
you will.
It.
So, you know, there's a lot of energy in the building. Students are having fun. Everybody's smiling. We're learning some really delicious rock and roll and getting ready to put on shows. And then we have to put the trash out and lock the place up at the end of the night.
Yep.
So that's kind of the story.
The little things, right?
Yeah.
Speaking with David Joseph, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website for School of Rock Chapel Hill. We're talking about School of Rock, but this is the Buzz at Blue Hill. So we're also talking about the area around School of Rock, that Blue Hill neighborhood. So tell us about the neighborhood. Who are your neighbors? How's the neighborhood?
Well, the neighborhood is great. And if you've ever tried to drive by there and find a place to park, you also know that it's busy. busy. There's lots of neighbors doing lots of cool stuff. You know, we are in a standalone building right there in front of Trader Joe's, and so I know for a fact that a lot of the parents will drop their kids off and then go do a little shopping while they're waiting.
Like it.
We've got a number of restaurants right there, certainly Chipotle and the Shake Shack and the Loop. Kipos over in the corner and et cetera and so forth. So lots of great places to eat, to buy groceries. I know there's... what's that cosmetics? Ulta,
that's right.
Yeah, for your...
Not to be confused with Aldi, which is also there.
Right, Aldi and Ulta.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there's a lot going on there, and that's just on our side of the 15501. And then, you know, of course, there's Rams Plaza across the way, and lots of new stuff getting built up. You know, I'm not sure what, if anything, will be on the... ground level of some of the newer apartment buildings, but certainly seems like you know, there's a lot of opportunity and upside potential. And then, of course, you know, down by Whole Foods, you know, they've got a whole bunch of other stuff going on there. So it's a big deal.
Yeah,
there's a lot happening there. There's a lot of buzz.
Yeah,
on Blue Hill.
Again, Buzz at Blue Hill is the title of the feature. We're with David Joseph, School of Rock, Chapel Hill, right there on 15501 in front of Eastgate. And we got to start wrapping up it as we do. If you had it to do all over again, you're looking all over Chapel Hill, would you go to the same spot?
I would. And I'll tell you, I mean, you know, looking at it now, we are just so visible and centrally located. We've got a lot of folks who come down from Durham or over from Wake County, you know, the western side of Wake, as well as up from Chatham. It's just a really good central location. And I'm not planning to go anywhere anytime soon.
Sounds good. Again, hit the web and find them online. ChapelHill.SchoolOfRock.com is their website. Every month, once a month, the house band students come into Live and Local for studio sessions. You can get all of those in the Live and Local section on our website, ChapelBurrow.com. David Joseph, thank you so much, as always.
Aaron Keck, thank you for having me.